golden rule of training classes is just to get everybody working, you know, like understanding what they're supposed to be doing, and then start doing it. Easy way to do that is tell the more advanced people what they should be doing, and they don't need that much hand holding because they're advanced. So you get them working. Definitely don't make them wait until you finish with all the beginners, because the beginners are the ones who suck all the time, you know. Just get the advanced people going and help the intermediate people, and you don't have to tell them, you know, you're an intermediate, you're a beginner, blah, blah, blah. It's just in your head, you know. But just get everybody understanding what to do and getting started. And then your job as you go around is to just make sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, that's all. If they have a side question that's not related, if everyone's going great and the class is going great and you have time to answer it and it's short, fine. But otherwise you'll say, yeah, we'll get to that in a different class. Just politely tell them, no, I'm not going to answer that question right now. Or I want to do what he's doing. Like, yeah, we'll cover that sometime when you're ready for it, whatever. All right. So another thing about Zoom, some people are Zoom oblivious. You have to mute them. They won't mute themselves. But you can't unmute them. So you have to ask them to unmute. And for PC, a keyboard shortcut is Alt and A, the Alt and A key. For Macs, it's all different. Macs, they're just weird because every Mac, there's iPads, there's all kinds of different wacky Mac stuff.